Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Yes, indeed, powered by the SID Media. Pastor Godswill Gumpo, good afternoon to you, sir.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Very well, thank you. How are you doing?
No, God has been keeping me. We're just entering the month of December, month full of activity.
Yay, very, very busy month indeed. And we've got to pray that God protects his people throughout this month. This is a month that many people get into trouble. Many things happen in this particular month. And so may indeed God agree, be with his people. Well, he doesn't have to agree. He always has the interest of his people at heart anyways. Now, Pastor, we've often heard people saying the church is not a display case of righteous, of the righteous. It is a hospital for sinners. And yet some refuse to attend church because it is full of imperfect people. So what then is the benefit of being part of the church? And this is what we actually want to uncover as we get into today's lesson. So do take us through the analogy of Christ when this is now the wheat and the tares given in Matthew 13:24-30.
Ah, all right. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Praise God for this big question. You know, I have struggled with a lot of people who claim that it's not worth it going to church because it's full of sinners. Then my first question to them is, are you holy enough not to mingle with sinners? That's the first question I give them. Because, you know, sometimes we feel like we are too holy to mingle with our own who are sinners. But instead, I would take church, the church journey.
Yes. It is 13 minutes after the hour, 4 o'clock. We are having a conversation with Pastor Godswill Gumpo. Pastor Gumpo?
All right, yes, I am back. It is easy to take, let me use the journey of going in your rural home using these old buses. You know, in my country, we still use these very, very old buses. So now, if you go to the bus rank, you see a lot of beautiful buses. You see a lot of different buses. As beautiful as they are, it's not all of them that are going to your home. So in the journey as you're going home, you will see people are dropping, others are boarding the bus. A lot of activities are happening. Whatever is happening in the journey of the bus is not your business. Your business is arriving at home.
Yeah.
So before I answer any question, I would say the journey of a Christian, the journey of going to heaven, and the journey of going to church, it has nothing to do with others. It has everything to do with you. So we need to come to a point where our relationship is vertical with God. Yes, it is important to have our own relationship here with people, but people should not be our standard, but Jesus should be our standard. You understand that Jesus in the book of Matthew, he uses the analogy or the parable of the wheat and the tares. Christ loved the church and he gave himself for the church. Now, why? So that we may be cleansed in the church. It's as good as what you say, that the church is like a hospital where people go into the hospital to be given medication. And imagine you go to the hospital and you see a lot of people are sick. Then say, you, people are sick here. Everyone is coughing. Everyone is crying. I'm now leaving. I'm going back home. The question is, did you solve the solution? Did you solve the problem? No. Leaving, that didn't solve the problem. Instead, it created a bigger problem because you do not know what is happening. Other people there in church, they're going to come and their diseases will keep them for weeks, others for years, others for months. And for you, it might take you a day to be cured of your disease. So when Jesus is talking about the wheat and the tares, he is acknowledging that in the same church, there are people who are there and who are planted by the devil.
Mm.
They are there. Uh-huh. They are there. They will always be there because that's the place where they belong. How do I say this? It is sinners, I always say, sinners belong to the church because that is where they find their salvation. So if you see a church without sinners, that's no longer a church. It's now heaven.
Mm. Yeah.
As long as we are still here on earth, mm. we are sinners and we are going to meet sinners and we are going to mingle with sinners mm. and we are also part of the sinners. I'm trying to be as direct as much as I can in this presentation.
Mm.
When you claim that people are sinners, do you know that when you are in church, there are also people who are talking about you who probably have been offended by you also. So it's a relationship that says, you know what, God, I am here. I am a sinner. Save me from who I am
mm.
and make me white as snow.
Mm.
Let's focus on Jesus Christ. Let's focus on his love. In fact, the Bible tells us, in the Bible advises us to look unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith.
Mm.
Don't look unto a pastor, because one day you will meet a pastor in his corners. And what will you say? Don't look unto elders and church members. One day you will see them doing exactly, practicing what they exactly know. After all, we are sinners, born and bred in iniquity.
Mm.
So we need to focus in Christ. We need to focus in Christ, who is the author and the finisher of our faith.
Yeah.
In the house of God, my prayer is that everyone will focus in Jesus, not in anyone. What's right about the church? Church is the safest space for a sinner who wants to be saved.
Mm, mm.
It has never been a good place for someone who thinks they have made it in the way of righteousness.
Yeah, yeah.
So church is a hospital. You know, when you see someone going into a hospital,
yeah, yeah,
you are happy that at least he is going to find help. But if you see someone saying, no, hospitals full of sick people, my question is, then how will you be helped? Just like, it's just like someone who is in an accident and they are injured.
Mm.
The best place to go to is a hospital. Whether the hospital is full of sick people, that is where he's going to find help. So my dear friends, we are not going to the hospital to visit patients, but we are going there to visit the doctor who knows what is needed for our sickness. If you go there and meet patients, you might end up even contracting their own diseases.
Mm,
Some of the diseases are so contagious that when you go into the rooms, you will end up contacting that disease and you end up sick. You have your own sickness and their own sickness. So when you go to the hospital, which is church, concentrate in your Savior, concentrate in your Master, concentrate in your doctor who is there to save you from your sickness. Surely the Lord is in this place. And my dear friends, I will say it. God is in his house. God is there. Whether they are sinners or righteous people, it doesn't change that God is still there. God loves sinners, but hates sin.
Mm.
He hates our diseases. He wants to save us from our diseases, but he loves us. I have seen something, you know, I've been sick at a point in a hospital. And, you know, sometimes nurses are not kind. I'm one person who has a phobia with injections.
Mm,
the moment someone comes with a needle, I want to scream. I just want to run away. And sometimes those nurses become so rough.
Mm.
And they are so rough, they'll hold you and press you down the bed and press that needle into your body. And you go around saying, nurses are rough. Nurses are not rough. Nurses are saving you from that disease. Sometimes they'll need to be tough on you so that they save you from that disease. Because some of our diseases, we have diseases and we have phobias. Some of us have phobia with truth. In church, you are taught the truth. You feel you're afraid of needles like me. You run away and say, people in church are judging me. No, they're not judging you. They are giving you an injection to save you from your disease. So sometimes they need to be tough. Sometimes they need to be kind. Sometimes they need to be rough. Sometimes they need to be soft. All in all, they are trying to save you from your disease. Sometimes you feel like they don't tolerate you in the hospital, which is the church. You feel like they don't tolerate your weaknesses. No nurse enjoys to see you groaning and crying because of your disease. Mm. So sometimes they are going to shout. Some of them are going to shout. They don't have patience. But whatever it means they use to save you, they are saving you from dying. That's what I have to say. They are saving you from your own death. So my dear friends in Christ, may God bless you. May God help us. When we are going to the hospital, let us focus on our healer. Let us focus on Jesus. Christ loved the church and he gave himself for us. The Bible says in John 3:16, for he loved us and he gave his only son to come and die for us. You know, let me use also the example of a doctor. Some of the doctors, they move from their houses at night because of emergencies coming. Some of them will come at night in the middle of the night and shout, trying to help you to drink your medication. And you think that they are rough. No, they have sacrificed to help you. Some of the church members, we think are sinners. We think are judging us. We think they don't like us. Let me tell you what. Those members are sacrificing their lives, coming to tell us that we are doing the wrong thing, coming to help us from death. Some of them are sacrificing their dignity, coming to help us, even though they know that we have bad personalities. Some of us really have bad personalities. Very bad. When we are told the truth, we shout and do all these things. But some of these people, they risk their lives to come and help us. May we take it positively. The church, yes, is full of tears. The church, yes, is full of sinners. But those sinners are in need of the help we are also in need of. May God help us. May God keep us. The church is so important to Jesus that he gave his life for it. I would say, let me rephrase, the hospital, which is the church, is so important to Jesus that he gave himself and he died so that we may be cleansed from sin. So my dear friends, when he died for each of us, he died for us individually and also collectively as a church. Therefore, church membership, my dear friends, should be important to you. It should be important to you. You should have a good relationship with your church. We should have a good relationship with your church members. You should have a good relationship with the people you fellowship with. The Bible tells us that we should not we should not disrespect the gathering or take lightly the gathering of the members. Why? Yep. It is because where Jesus is, that is where members are, that's where the Spirit of God or Jesus is. May God help us. May God keep us. Let us be faithful to his church. His church is his wife. When you respect, when you disrespect God's church, you are as good as disrespecting God's wife. You are as good as disrespecting God himself. May God help us. May God be with us.
Yeah. Now, Pastor, I'm going to let you go, but I do want you to please just address this one last one. Now, Christ is perfect and we believe he's sinless, etc. Can he really be the cornerstone of a church, as you explain, is full of sinners? It's a hospital. There's conflict there sometimes. It's full of defective characters, some inconsistent characters, etc. Can we really say that he is the cornerstone of such an institution?
Jesus is not only the cornerstone, but he is the chief cornerstone.
Mm.
You know, you can just remove a cornerstone and the building remains standing, as an example.
Yeah.
But when you remove the chief cornerstone, the building will crumble down.
Mm-hmm.
Let me say this. Whatever mess is happening, God is watching and God is longing for every mess to be removed from his house so that his house may attain his character.
Mm.
So he is the cornerstone. He is the chief cornerstone. And I love one thing about God. Whatever mess we do, God is tolerant and merciful. He is not this God who says, these people are messing up. Let me leave them. No. He's this God who says, you know what? I am The reason why you are here is because I am here. So he is the cornerstone, even yep. though it's messed up and whatever. I will say, concentrate on Jesus and do not concentrate on the messes that are happening mm-hmm. in the house mm-hmm. of God.
Hmm. Beautiful one. Well, Pastor Amasa, thank you so much for coming through and spending this afternoon with us and explaining all of these very important subjects. We are hoping that we're going to be connecting with you again tomorrow at the same time and same place.
Thank you so much. May God bless you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.